Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Ah, well, la, 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 la.
Oh, why isn't this on? There we go. All right. Boy, it's only been 2 months. I'm starting to get this figured out.
Nice, Sarah.
Thank you.
Sarah, nice.
Hey, Bryn.
She said she's off? What's going on?
Oh, you are on. Hold on a second. You're on and you're in, let's see, Studio C.
They were doing a
there
lot.
There we go. There we go.
A lot of work.
Hello? Back, now you're on. It was on Studio C.
Oh, man.
Was it the modes?
Yeah, the modes were set wrong.
Good job.
Set all wrong. Oh, the world is falling apart.
Well, the engineers were here over the weekend on Saturday and on Sunday.
What were they doing?
We have a go button now.
They were
which
taking
is good.
Apart their, yeah, the whole board was
so I don't have to, like,
apart and...
The thing about this new system, I'm just going to grouse for a minute before Vinny gets it. Vinny's second track. There was a traffic break run like at 92. Did you hit that?
I hit an accident 101 northbound. I hit standing water with the lane closures.
Heard about that.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Right. So it was, I heard that coming in. I was like, well.
Overturned vehicle towards 101, 280.
Yeah, Yuzette's already late. And Vinny is going to be hitting all these things in a series.
I got
as
my
the
car and turned around.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, I got a couple blocks from my house. I went, my windshield wipers are going full blast already.
Yep.
On my house, a couple blocks. And I was like, okay, well.
I'm going to go call an Uber.
Yep. Came back home and I called John because he gets worried. The garage goes up. I'm like, hey, it's me. It's me.
You know what I put on my car recently? Yesterday I did.
What?
Was Rain-X. It's for your windshield.
Yeah.
Oh, they all use that in Florida. How was it?
It's great. It makes it so that you rarely even, if you're on the freeway.
Mm-hmm. If you're going fast enough, it just
beads right off.
And just goes right off.
Right.
And then if you use your wipers, it just, you see the water just fly off. Huh? You know?
Do you use that on the inside too, or just the outside?
No, just the outside.
Oh, okay.
Because I noticed that I was like.
Do you spray it on? Or do you?
You spray it, then you have to put a bunch of elbow grease in. Like,
rub it in there?
Rub it until, like, you know, you kind of wax.
Does it go again? Do that again?
Do that again.
Taxing it.
Rub it.
Wax
rub
it.
Rub it.
Just rub it.
Rub that out.
You have to rub it out, and my arm was tired. Like, I must have at least, like, halfway.
It's hard reaching all the way across your.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, it's long reach. Too bad you can't kneel on the hood, huh?
And the hood was wet because it was raining yesterday, so that's why.
Oh, you put it on in the rain?
I pulled in the garage to do it.
Oh, you have one of those. Those are
I have, yes.
So Sarah, you know what a garage is, right?
I've heard of them. I hear they're really convenient.
Kind of like a carport, but it closes.
Kind of cool, yeah. You put stuff in it.
Oh. You can put things out there besides a car?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You can hook things up.
Mm. If you need to put Rain-X on your car, you can do that even when it's raining outside.
Right.
That's amazing.
Right. But the problem is that I was trying to lean over my hood. You know, the same hood you have. And all my pants were getting all wet.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know.
Oh, your pants got all wet.
It's a tough life, you know?
Pants on the ground.
Pants on the ground. Feeling like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Why not make it rain? Why'd you guys sing Pants on the Ground?
My
pants were getting wet.
Because your pants are all wet.
Right.
Rub it out, Bryn. Just rub it out.
So shortly after, my pants were on the ground because I had to change into...
That's what we were anticipating, the removal of the pants. That's
you guys
all.
Know me so well. It's amazing.
Well, you know, no one's going to stay in wet pants.
Incredible.
You don't have to.
Anyway.
Anyway, so
Rain-X really helped my windshield go...
Yeah, okay.
I guess I didn't mean to plug it, but, you know.
So you're saying
ding,
today...
Wait, hold on.
When you drove in, it just beat it up and rolled right
today,
up.
Today, the entire ride in, I didn't use my windshield wipers.
No way. That's crazy.
It just beats right off if you do it right.
Well, you got to be going fast enough for it to be...
Yeah, which I am. On
yeah, freeway. Absolutely.
It's Bryn after all.
But you don't want to use your...
It,
if you use your windshield wipers, you have to reapply sooner, apparently.
Oh.
What I hear.
Oh.
You know, it's not,
because
it's not on there
up?
Forever. I guess so. I mean, it just takes it off. You know, it's getting scraped across.
Yeah. Did you run into any rain yourself?
It was not pouring, but it was raining.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I actually... When I got your text, though, I was like, oh, boy, it must really be raining out.
Yeah, it was pouring and then stopped. And then pouring and then stopped.
So Vinny is stuck in
water.
Something, and although he was on Broadway a little while ago.
That's
so.
What he texted me. So
well, you know.
Maybe he's driving the big old car.
Oh, wait,
he has
I got
to
two more
into
texts.
The garage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Human. Hi, Human.
Hi, Human.
I
hey,
send
Human.
You pictures of you and Michael Francis.
Oh,
should
yeah.
we talk about what Sarah missed? Moo-moo.
You should talk about what
who's
I missed.
That Moo Moo guy next to me.
I was very bummed that you guys posted up those pictures. I was invited to that party and I couldn't go. And I was very I was had serious FOMO as I was looking at the pictures.
I hate that.
What happened, Sarah? Why weren't you there?
Yeah, why weren't you there?
I have I will be able to tell you in a couple of months, but I can't tell you now.
Oh, big secret. Well,
it's not a big secret. It's not going to.
Are you having
a
baby?
I'm not having a baby. Nobody. Well, someone I know is having a baby, but it has nothing to do with me. It's something that I've been asked to do, and I've agreed to do it.
Yeah.
And it's has nothing to do with the station or anything. Right. And it takes some planning and
some practice, a lot of singing.
It's not a singing thing either, believe it or not. And,
it's not a musical thing.
It's not. I'm doing it for a musical person, but I'm not. I'm not going to say any more about it because I certainly don't want you guys to guess, and it's private for these people, and it's going to be a surprise. And
oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yes,
got
I think
it.
You do know.
Yeah, I'm like looking at you. Let me look in your head. Okay, I got
yeah.
it.
Yeah, just all look right in here.
No problem. I see it. I see yeah. everything in your
there's
head.
There's not that much in there, so it's easy to see the thing that I'm talking about.
Yeah, there's a, where's that ice cream song everything. Going up?
Gosh,
this is what's going on in Sarah's head. That's the opposite.
No, here's my. Here's what's. Listen in closely, you guys. Lean
okay.
in.
Okay.
That's what's happening in my head. Not a whole lot.
It's all good.
Oh, Vinny's here. Thank God you made it.
There's Sarah's head.
Well, anyway, the pajama party at Michael Franti's house was amazing.
Yeah.
And we wish you were there.
I wish we danced there too.
And we sang.
Looked like
laughed.
It wasn't a giant party either, which is kind of my kind of party.
I think they invited 100 people and like 65 showed up.
Oh, that's a good turnout.
And they had like, it was all catered and drinks.
Oh,
and
God.
Food.
Look, I already am jealous.
What happened to your contacts?
I ran out of them. I can get more on Wednesday.
That's what I have said.
Eye
you
appointment.
Got new glasses?
I was getting low on my contacts, Vinny, and I tried to reorder them because I've been ordering them through Costco or whatever, and they're like, your thing expired. And I'm like, oh, I guess I got to go get a prescription.
Yep.
Oh, how often does that happen?
Once a year.
It's a wonderful, what feels like a
racket,
to me, because it seems like if they're working fine for you.
Yeah.
And you're happy.
Mm-hmm. You should be able to continue. I could probably have called and just said, can I just get an extension on this? But actually, my eyes have degraded in the last year.
Yeah.
Oh, bummer.
There's that.
I want to get a pair to drive with, and I want to get a pair for... and I want to get a pair just for home, and then I want those contacts. Blah, 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 blah,
I just played the parking game of inches downstairs. You know when people...
Which car are you driving today?
Van.
I love that van. It's beautiful.
I do, too. So when people don't pull all the way in, and I know they're just like, hey, man, I just got here. I'm just trying to run into work. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Dude, I had a point down. Eddie's like, do you need help?
Oh, Eddie was down there to sleep in Newman's car.
I swear I had an inch on either side of my car at one point, and I was going, at one point, I went, I might just be stuck. I may have actually stuck myself.
Been there.
Did he help you by...
There was nothing to help. I had a camera that's behind me, and I know what space is in front of me, and I went...
Except you went, it happens a lot slower. That's the problem. You get that inch... And then you have to stop. You put it in reverse.
Right. Well, like and then I was also getting out to double check to make sure, because, you know, it's new, so I don't want to.
Right.
Here I am, like, day two. And I'm already trashing the thing.
Yeah.
That's when
in
you just park
garage.
Out on the street.
You know
for
what?
God's sake.
I would have. I was stuck. The guy in front of, the guy across and in front.
We park in groups of four between
the blue
huge
car.
Pillars.
Was sticking out another foot more than normal, like past the line, into the pathway.
You're kidding me.
And then even actually the neighbor of mine on the other side, normally she pulls all the way back. She's nice and snug, there's plenty of room.
And we try to
she
leave
was
as much
sticking
room.
Out too. And
oh,
I was
you
like,
bastards.
You both screwed
me.
Of course I have this big boat today. By the way, if you're getting in your car, I think it's going to be better now, but man, the weather from overnight into the drive I just had, whew.
Little hairy.
Hairball.
We were talking about it because even as I was driving in, I was listening to KCBS and they were saying they ran a traffic break at 92.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying there was an overturn at like 101
and
280.
There was,
bunch of
they had my
water.
Left lane closed off San Mateo because of standing water.
Like it was just a nightmare commute in.
Yeah,
it was barely raining up at my house.
Oh,
I mean, it clearly rained overnight, but it was just misting. But Yuzi was like, "Yeah, full on."
I drove a couple blocks, Vinny, and then I drove back home.
Good idea.
I'm like,
so like I'm gonna be late.
That was
getting an Uber.
Hairball.
Yeah. So. A lot of standing water. I'm hearing though in your Santa Cruz Mountains.
Yeah. I didn't hit any accidents, and I didn't have any real issues. I just had to go, you know, slow. 10 miles per hour slower
Absolutely.
Than normal at the very least.
And it doesn't matter if you're late to work. Who cares?
Yeah.
Well,
you're safe.
Right.
And
get here
in one piece.
In one piece.
The truth is,
give yourself extra time today, people.
I was on schedule till I hit that parking disaster downstairs. That, I was going to be fine. I mean, I hit
traffic in the garage.
I wrote you at Broadway
yeah,
at whatever
that.
Time that was.
15
that,
minutes ago.
Yeah, that's around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was here.
Don't worry, I'll always be on time.
Thank you. Well, thank God for you.
A quarter
God.
Mile from the station.
Right, right up until
you
your drama station. Show starts taping. You'll be so busy.
Oh,
I'm so busy, you guys.
They sent us.
So you guys did all those tapings
Mylan,
on Friday?
Mylan. No, we didn't do any tapings. We just talked about what he had to say, and we talked about all the shows that I watch. He sent us some interview questions.
What are those? What do you mean by that?
Because we're going to do an interview on tape.
Oh.
You know, for whatever network that they're trying to send it to.
Oh.
So let's see how interesting we are.
Well, ask him in the question people. And let's hear his answer.
Oh, that's a great idea. I would love to.
You know what? I'll print out the questions when we go to song.
Well, I'm sure he's looked at them too. Hooman, answer one of the questions.
I haven't looked in them.
You were sent them though, right?
I was, yeah.
You know, Johnny really Mosey's going to be here today. You guys should hit him up to be on Drama's Day. He does. He goes to Susan's yoga class.
You know what?
He?
Speaking of him, are you sure he's in today? Because it's dumping snow.
Yeah. Yeah, as
like,
far as I know,
feel like
he's
a helicopter
up.
Gets put sent out to,
I know.
To pick him up.
Quick, get him up here!
And he gets, you know.
Yeah, as far as I know, he's coming in. I haven't
rushed.
Heard any different.
I talked
straight to
them
the
on
mountain.
Friday,
I think
so
he's going. I'm sure the thing about him is because we're doing this podcast together and he is so difficult to set a time with. Like, we'll be 2 weeks out and I'm like, just give me any day that you're going to be home. Because he does, you know, he's got kids and they're in school. They're not all up there and everything.
Sure.
So he's here as much as he can be. But he is ridiculously unpredictably
busy.
Well,
this is his season.
Yeah.
Like, you guys started it probably at the very wrong time. Because he's home in the summer.
He is. He's around. And now he's unavailable. But today he's going to come in here and...
he's going to host a show with us on it.
Right.
He is.
Like, it's his show.
We're the guests.
Right.
We're,
I'm just going to sit
the
down and see what he's got to ask
he
me.
He does it, too. He's like... We do mic tests before the thing, and he's like, "Yeah, blah 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 blah," and then he just comes in so hot, and he has no mic technique at all. Like, he just yells directly into the microphone, and when he's talking soft, he's over here.
Hey, he talks like this.
He's
time.
Such a
spaz.
Oh my god! It's like, dude, just if you're gonna be loud, back off. If you're gonna remember, we're taping this. Like, put your face somewhere near that microphone. Constantly, I'm constantly going like this. Boom, boom, boom. Get on the mic.
Well, this will be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Okay, so...
So we're guests on his show
20
today.
Minutes I'll never get back.
So,
949, total apocalypse downpour in Hayward right now.
Apocalypse.
Yikes.
Yeah, it was heavy. It was pretty heavy. I didn't... You know, it's not scary. It's stressful, maybe. You know, you have to pay attention. You can't actually do four things at once this morning. Sorry, everybody. Mm. You're going to have to watch the road.
Just concentrate on driving.
Right.
Just do the one thing.
The one thing this morning is all you get.
Yeah. Bryn was saying he's got Rain-X for his car.
Oh, that stuff works great.
Yeah.
I love it. I just
he didn't even turn on his windshield wipers.
I guess that's bad to promote. I should have turned my windshield wipers.
If you don't need him, why would you?
It was beaten right off, you know? But somebody else says
what did you say?
It was... Wax on your windows is better than Rain-X. I don't know.
Wax?
I
bet. Just wax your windows?
I don't know if that's a brand, wax on your windows.
No, aren't they just saying...
Wax.
You just
on
put
your
car
windows.
Wax
on
your windows?
It's the same thing, probably.
Huh. Never thought about it.
Whatever.
Might be easier, too. We were saying the elbow grease involved is...
waxing takes elbow grease, too. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wipes off a little easier, though.
No.
I don't know. I've never put Rain-X on.
Yeah, so what do you know of it?
I don't know. No,
anyway.
Everybody in Florida uses it. That's
could
all
that have
about
been
it.
The most boring Super Bowl of
the only
all
way it could
times
have been more boring is if I didn't have a team in it. That's how it could have been more boring. Like, I just kept hearing the snapping sounds of America turning that effing game off. And not only that, but the most exciting part was the Super Bowl halftime show, which was the most boring one in history. Like, guys, where's the energy? Where's the smiling? Where's anything interesting? Could something interesting happen today? The best thing was the commercials. None of them were that great.
You know
either
what? No. I wonder sometimes. And look, I know that Adam Levine is handsome and girls love him.
I don't know.
The girls at my house were like, oh, and they're singing next. You know, they're singing
the
along
shirt on
with
go
it.
Go ahead and leave it on.
Well, that's so to, I'm like,
I don't need to see that.
He doesn't have a guy friend that he might walk, like, run that through and go, yeah, I don't know, dude. I mean, really, you're going to pull
on
your shirt off? Like,
I was like, oh, my God. Then he takes off. First, he starts with his leather jacket, right, which is a nice leather. Yeah. Takes it off. He hucks it at. And I'm like, oh, hey, I forgot my phone's in there. Can I just have my
back
phone? You can keep the jacket. It's fine. Like, is that? So I'm clearly not the only one who was just like, you could have totally left your clothes on. Also, I get it. You've been working out. Looks
he's
pretty
been working
yeah,
out.
Looks pretty
he's
good.
He's finished his tattoos, apparently.
Yeah,
he's all evened
out.
That's
what I thought, too. Oh, my God.
He's even.
They're all one color.
We're all thinking the same thing. Like,
but anyway, he did look good. I just thought, you know what? If I were doing that show, and even if I'd been in the gym and I had been talking to Bryn, like, you know, I think at this one point I'm going to pull my shirt off, I would hope he'd go, bro.
Don't do that.
Come on.
There's a bunch of dudes watching,
so cheesy
too. Like, it's not.
It was
so
cheesy.
This isn't one of your concerts where you're there for an hour and a half and it makes sense that your shirt came off.
It's a 14-minute halftime show, dude. And by the
sweating
way, you're only doing 8 minutes of it. He should have taken a cue from Big Boy and worn his grandma's fur coat with the croissant arms. I'm like, oh, my God.
Ridiculous.
You guys got a cruller coming out of each
I
side of it.
I noticed that.
Oh, God. It's just the worst. That was the worst effing everything
I
yesterday.
Didn't think it was the worst. I just thought that the whole show from front, and I mean the show as the Super Bowl, from front to finish was so boring.
It was
that
a goddamn
I was doing laundry.
Yeah.
I went and did some laundry. Came back. Anything happened? No.
No.
All right. Well,
you would
take a shower and get ready for bed.
You would think at my house that it was the most exciting game of all time.
Really?
And the amount of yelling was incredible.
They like that.
They don't even like it. They just, you know, they're all sweating it. They want them to win.
What was it at halftime? 3-3?
3-3. Yeah. It was, are you kidding me? It was 3-3 when the fourth quarter started. It was ridiculous. It was the worst freaking game. And then Romo, was it Romo who jinxed them or the other dude saying no one had missed a field goal in that stadium this whole season?
And then
Gostkowski comes out, or however you say the guy's name. I was like, of course he missed it.
I think more appropriate, when you said the Romo comment, I was like, oh, because the thing he did, he goes, let me show you what's happened thus far. Punt, 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 punt. Eight punts.
Right.
8 or 9 punts. He's like, that's your game wrap up. And I was like, yeah, this game sucks.
Romo did a commercial for, oh, you know what? Let's go. Hold on. We're going to talk about this more in a second. I got to play a song here so we can get ourselves settled.
Okay.
Because apparently that's why we do it. KLSE HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. If I just push this button, the song should start.
Yeah.
It didn't do it.
Oh, well, I tried
what
again
happened?
Try another one of the buttons.
Nope. How about this one?
Oh, let's go back to the mouse.
Oh, damn it.
I spent the whole weekend
Well,
on
really
that.
Stamp on it. Hit it hard enough. Okay, well, that's
such
not the
a
problem.
Bummer, man.
That's a fail.
An utter fail.
So many memos around here right now.
Oh, you can't even believe it.
There's one hanging on the door.
I was getting so excited. Like, all I'm going to have to do is push the button. Let me try it one more time. Is there any?
I'll send Phil the air check.
Phil up.
Oh, he's back in Texas.
No, I think he's here today.
This is last
I'm
day,
so comfy
today.
Here
this is last
in
day.
Texas.
Texas is
with
last day.
With nobody bothering me.
He likes us, Vinny.
Does he?
He does like us. Actually, me and him.
Did he get his job done?
He did not.
No.
Actually, I think it was Brian's job to get the button working.
Oh, Brian. Pants down.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.